The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or PAML Broadcasting. It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm your health coach, Dr. Eric Ashburn. And this week, I'm going to get into some things that are upsetting me. Really, some things that are really making me upset about how we're taking care of our bodies. And it's true. And I'm going to break it down in a way that makes it very, very understandable, very digestible, if you get the pun. Because, you know, I grew up in a different time. I grew up in a time where I was maybe 8, 9, 10, 11 years old, and I had some extra weight on my body. Right. And that was back in a time where not many kids were heavy and I had extra weight in my body. I did not like it, as no one does when you have extra weight in your body. And so, you know, I decided to try to make change. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know why. I knew how I got there. And essentially, I ate tons of Frosted Flakes and my parents came home with pizza a couple nights a week. And, you know, things like that, plus my family's genetic metabolism history wasn't very good, right? We had some obesity in my family. And so I was moving in that direction. I did not like it very much. So I was probably, you know, maybe 10 to 12 years old. And I started making changes. No, I did not know what I was doing. I knew if I cut out ice cream, that's a good choice. Everybody knows ice cream is a pleasure, but not really healthy, right? I knew, I'll tell you what I did with my pizza. I took pizza and I took off the cheese and ate the crust. Back then, we thought cheese was bad. Saturated fats are bad. So I just ate the grains, which we know are bad now too. But basically, I was saying I have to do something. Now, I remember we had this old couch and I hooked my feet underneath the end of the couch and I'd do sit-ups. I did tons of sit-ups every day. And over time, I did lose weight. It was pretty cool. I lost weight, hit puberty, you know, got hormones on my side too. But I lost weight, got very involved with sports, and it was my life turned around. I got much healthier and had less weight. But basically, I knew how I got there, right? I ate food that wasn't great for me. And I was active, but you know, I just had extra weight in my body. So I want to fast forward. Nowadays, if you have extra weight in your body because of what you've eaten, how much lack of motion you have in your life, and you pile up extra weight in your body, and you want to lose that weight, you know what the answer is? An injection. Isn't that crazy? I'm of a fan. Maybe you remember this, you know, history has showed me just not too long ago. If you get a headache, it isn't because you didn't take Motrin that morning. If you got sick, it isn't because you didn't take, your antibiotics that morning. That isn't how life works, right? If a kid has ADHD, it isn't because he forgot to take his medication that morning. If you have high cholesterol, it isn't because you forgot to take your statin that morning. I'm just going on and on because it's really, really clear we don't have health issues because we forgot to take a medication and then we got a health issue. They're all lifestyle created issues and diseases. So if you fix your lifestyle, right, the disease can go away. We don't want that. We want a quick fix. But the quick fix never works out right. We had drugs in the past for weight loss. And I remember everybody used to joke, you know, gave you flaming flatulence. Basically, they'd say anal discharge was one of the things they said on the advertisements and lots of other things that were negative. And it never worked out. People had horrible digestive distress. And we have that now with all the GLP-1 drugs. People have horrible digestive distress. They feel nauseous. They get weak. You lose muscle tone. Your hormones get backwards. You lose bone density. All these things that are meant to be healthy and built for longevity, help your body run longer, they're all pushed to the wayside for the, you know, the chance of having something positive happen right now. So people are doing this stuff because they have this promise of being leaner later or being leaner right now. And you need to understand, what does being leaner mean? What does having less weight in your body mean? You're trying to become more attractive. That's what happens. Try to become more attractive. You're trying to maybe, you know, find someone to date, to marry. You're trying to maybe have more success in life because they say overweight people are viewed not as positively. That's what a lot of people say. All I know was when I was young and had extra weight in my body, I felt insecure, right? I go to school and I felt insecure. I was uncomfortable in my clothes. My clothes were, you know, my pants, I'd button them up, my belly would hang over it. And I had this groove in my skin from my button and it was uncomfortable and reminded me every day that I'm not as good as other kids. Now, none of that's true, of course. It's just what I said. It reminded me that I wasn't as good as other kids. And so we need to change the mindset, right? It isn't about being thinner, it's about being healthier. And you can be healthy with a little bit of extra weight in your body, but extra weight in your body breaks down your insulin sensitivity, messes with your hormones, testosterone plummets for women that have other hormonal issues. And we need to get that fixed. And a drug injected into your stomach or anywhere else is not going to fix that issue. You need to fix it by lifestyle shift and changes. Now, I'm going to get into a caveat because it's become very, very difficult to lose the weight and get healthy again because our food supply is so damaged. I'm not just even talking about the hyper-processed food that we're all eating, right? Yeah, anything from a package, a box, screw a cap off of it, it's hyper-processed. 150 years ago, if you drank juice, it was juice. It wasn't pasteurized. It wasn't, you know, treated any differently. There weren't any additives to it. It's just juice. If you drank milk, it wasn't pasteurized, homogenized. And that has a big nutritional consequence. If you had food grown in a farm, probably grew right around you, it wasn't damaged. It was grown in super nutritionally dense soil, and the seed was organic and pure without having to be labeled organic, and we were much, much healthier. So our food supply is very damaged, and this is at the core of why you can't lose weight. Telling you right now, if you're driving or listening to this show right now and you're saying, I have extra weight in my body, it's probably 80% of you statistically do. And if that weight's bothering you in terms of your health, any issue you have as far as insecurity or any of these other issues I described earlier, you really need to understand. You need to understand why it's staying in your body. Your body wants to be leaner because leaner is healthier. Right, your body's always moving towards trying to be healthy. Even things as weird as arthritis, your body's trying to use that as a means of making you healthier. So if you have any issues, your body wants to be leaner, it wants to be healthier, it wants to drop the weight. The problem is the food disrupts your metabolism to such a degree that it's almost impossible to lose by cutting calories and working out more. You can lose some of it, and it's always good. You feel better, right? No doubt about it. But if you have toxicity in your body and you get thinner, it becomes more concentrated. So understand that. If you have toxicity in your body, and no matter how you lose the weight, through an injection, a pill, or doing it naturally even, you become more toxic because you weigh less, but you have the same amount of toxicity in your body. If you have nutritional deficiencies glaring you straight in the eyeballs that you're not aware of, and you lose weight, you have more nutritional deficiencies than you had before, creating more stress on your internal organs and how your body's running. So I want to make that very clear. That's the major crux of what I've been talking about for the first part of this show is, if you do it wrong, it makes you less healthy, more sick, moving toward that crashing into disease much earlier in life than you need to. Unless you do it properly, unless you get your body running well, you're only going to get sicker. You may seem thinner. Eventually, when you die, you need a smaller box. I know it's a crude statement, but you're not as healthy, and you really need to improve your health, and your body will let go of the weight. It wants to let go of the weight, but you can't just do normal diet processes anymore, because if you do that, you're not going to lose that much weight because you have that nutritional deficiency internally, and your body's saying, I need all these nutrients. I need a broad diversity of nutrients that you cannot get by your food due to how we farm it now with GMOs and all the pesticides, herbicides. You cannot get the nutrients. So you really need to look at this differently and do something that's much more interventional. Every disease process, if you're deep in it, you need to go through something interventional. Anybody's ever had cancer, you probably had to do chemo or radiation therapy, which is not fun and it's highly interventional, but you needed that in order to bring your health back after that treatment. And as far as your metabolism, when it becomes damaged, you have metabolic dis-ease. Your hormones get out of balance, your cortisol levels, which is your stress hormone, spikes exponentially, and your body doesn't like that. When you have high cortisol levels, it messes with heart function, creates inflammation, it creates tons of belly and butt fat, and you're not going to lose the weight, you're going to be unhappy, and everything you're trying to accomplish, everything from feeling better in your clothes to being happier, finding your soulmate, whatever it is, you know, it's going to be more difficult because you're not losing the weight. And let's say you did an injection, not naming which they are, but if you did an injection and you lost the weight, do you realize that's temporary? You can't be on it forever. Try staying on it forever. Your life will be cut much, 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 much shorter than it was intended. Now, some of you guys are aware of that, and it's a sacrifice you're willing to make, maybe to find a mate or become more successful right now. But I'm living for the long run. I'm living for eternity, as a matter of fact. Big goals, big ambitions, not for me. I love changing other people's lives, and I want the long haul because I could do more over time than in a short time having what I want right now. And we're in a very, you know, short-term mindset society, right? We want what we want right now. But that's a very bad way to go about it. And all the commercials, Super Bowl, everywhere else are saying, go do these injections. And you got to realize it isn't permanent. And when it comes back, your body's going to be in a worse physiological state then. You're going to gain more weight back and you have more health crisis then. So as I said, lifestyle creates every disease. So you cannot fix lifestyle with a pill. Understand that, right? Lifestyle cannot be fixed with a pill. It needs to be fixed the way you came into it. So if your lifestyle created disease by eating poorly, not moving as much, not exercising, not taking care of yourself, you need to fix this stuff. And you really need to map those nutrients back into your body, because I know it sounds trivial, but this is the major crux of why people aren't losing weight. If you get your body more nourished, because as Americans, I just want to state this because it's a very clear concept people get. We're really overfed. Understand that we're really overfed calorically. We eat way more calories than other areas of the world eat. Matter of fact, these third world areas eating lower calories, it's probably because their food has more nutrition in it because they farm it in, you know, more ancestral means than our modern farming practices. So they don't need as much vitamins and minerals to stay healthy. They don't, right? Their problems come from lack of sanitation, lack of hygiene, but they're much healthier. So we really need to figure out where you're deficient. So someone listen right now and say, I have extra weight in my body, looking at your legs, your stomach, your anywhere, looking in the mirror, don't do that too much. Look in the mirror, you need to realize you have a lot of deficiencies. You better figure them out or you're never going to be well. You need to figure out what you're deficient in, and it's different for everybody, or else I'd tell you to take a multivitamin and everybody be healthy. So if you take a multivitamin, vitamin D, I have four supplements I recommend to everybody, right? I'll tell you right now, multivitamin, vitamin D, omega-3, and probiotics. Take them, you're going to be better off than probably 90% of the people around you. But if you have deficiencies, it's going to create metabolic disease. It's going to be impossible to get healthy just by randomly throwing stuff in your mouth. I say you take your vitamins, throw them against the wall, see what sticks. And much of the vitamins aren't going to stick because your body needs very unique nutritional support. And the only way to know is be tested. Now, blood work can help, but blood work's a quick snapshot in terms of what's going on with you. You need to do it quite frequently. I do blood work for myself. I do it every month because I want to measure how my body's responding to what I'm doing to make it much healthier. And you need to know how your body's responding. It's very important, but it's real important to do the right sort of testing. And I love my favorite testing. It uses frequency response, right? So it's galvanic frequency response. And basically it sounds way out there, but it introduces, you know, you've seen a lie detector test. Maybe some of you had that. You have all these metallic leads attached to your body. Then they ask you a series of questions and they can find out whether you're lying or not. Well, we have these leads you put your hands on and it tells you exactly which insufficiencies you have and how it's robbing your body of function. So it'll tell you which nutrients specifically for you have. And once you can map that back in, everything's much better. You're much healthier and your body works better. So once you become nutritionally satisfied, your hormones start to take your ship and put it in the right direction. It starts to right your ship. And then you could drop down the overall calories you're eating because your body doesn't need as many calories. It's not trying to find these nutrients by eating quantities of food to get them. Basically, it's just trying to make your body run better and trying to heal. So if you plug in the right nutrients, so we've had tons of people do this and get pregnant, right? Get their periods back. I have women in their 50s, their hair goes from gray to normal color again because they were so nutritionally deficient. It messed up their entire physiology. And once you plug in the exact right nutrients you need, then we followed up with eating very good, healthy, clean food and your body wants to let go of weight. And I'm going to tell you something. It doesn't want to let go of weight. It wants to let go of weight very, very quickly. So people, they lose weight, I mean, to the tune of 20 to 40 pounds over the first 40 days. Now, I haven't met many injections that can do that for you, and it's all natural. Your body's getting healthier and doing the right stuff. So as you're doing these things and getting healthier, it's real phenomenal. Your body's getting healthier. It's working better. You have much more mental clarity. You're much happier, and the weight wants to fall off. Now, I'll tell you something really interesting. If you're doing any of the injections, if you get your body composition measured, measure your muscle to fat to bone, all those compositional relationships to each other, you're going to find out that you lose a high percentage of muscle doing the injections. When we do this by supplying your body with all the right nutrition, everything your body needs, what happens is you basically, your hormones remain really strong on your side. They get better. They function better. And then after that, you just drop the weight. 90% of it is fat, 10% of it's muscle. So you lose a ton of weight. Your body's functioning very, very good, very healthy, and you could be much healthier doing it. So I'm going to tell you, a lot of times on my radio show, I offer the ability to get stuff done. I offer you the ability to come in and at least get checked out and see how your body's running and functioning. Doesn't mean starting anything, but you can really check out how our system works and get your body working so much better, or at least figure out how to do it. Now, one of the things I want to share with you is we are very, very busy. We see lots of weight loss clients. We see lots of other clients in my office trying to improve and maximize people's ability to be as healthy as you can naturally be. And so we're very busy, and we do offer 5 to 10 appointments for people to come in and get checked out, see if you can be helped. But I take these appointments very, very seriously, because if you don't show up, you could have taken away time from someone who wanted that time very desperately. So I'm going to ask you, only really follow up on what I'm going to do in a minute and come in if you really have a desire to want to change and try to get much healthier. Now, this radio show reaches, thank God, all the way down to Long Island, you know, Manhattan, if you're listening there, out west, but we're in Fishkill, New York. Fishkill, New York is right where Route 84 and Route 9 meet, if you're familiar with those points. Now, you can come in from anywhere. We see people all over the world, and we connect with them virtually and everything else. But if you want to come in for the new exam, the process of figuring out where you're nutritionally deficient, going over the exact food that you need to drop the weight and get very, very healthy. Our system is extremely unique. It's very one-on-one. It isn't like any other system. It works phenomenally. And if you want to try to take advantage of that, I'm going to ask you to call now or text us now. Now, I'm going to give away 10 times to come in for free, do the entire process, meet with a coach. It's an hour long, figure out whether you can be helped, whether your metabolism is damaged, how to drop the weight. We'll go through all that stuff, but I'm going to do it for 10 people. So give us a call or text us at the same number. It's 845-896-1200. Now, that number there, you can text it and text the word loss, LOSS. And this way, you know, we'll know to get back in touch with you on Monday, because we'll get back to you, in touch with you then, and to get you an appointment, try to get you, you know, on track to being healthy. But just call the number 845-896-1200. 845-896-1200. Or you can go to the website, HudsonValleyWeightLoss.com. So HudsonValleyWeightLoss.com, and connect with us there. Just leave a message. The first 10 people will get back to you on Monday, and we'll set up a time. If it doesn't work out this week, give us a call next week, or if we do another offer like this. But basically, you know, we try to get these times set up over the next week or so, because we do map them out quickly, because we are very busy, and we leave a certain amount of appointments open for you in the schedule for the radio listeners. So give us a call. It's 845-896-1200. We'll get you on the schedule and get you healthy. All right. So I'm going to get into something that everybody, I hate to say it, but just about everybody has to a certain extent. It's very rare. It used to be rare if you had no pain. I mean, it used to be rare if you had pain, right? If you had pain, you say, oh, I injured myself, that's why I have pain. Now the vast majority of people walk around with pain of some type, and it's rare, unless you're very young, to have pain, you know, to not have pain. So people walking around with tons of pain right now. And I want to break down how you get inflamed. Like, how does that happen? Because you may think your pain is your lot in life. You just got this issue. It's your thorn in your side. You just got to deal with it. You know, you twisted your ankle, you bent your knee, your back's messed up, whatever it is, these headaches you have, you know, digestive issues. And it's just your lot in life. You have to deal with it and hopefully, you know, manage life good despite that, get on the right medications to feel better throughout your life. But I'm going to give you a couple ways. One way you can just do at home, and it'll make it tremendously easy. It just takes a little bit of effort. It's not hard at all. You have to do these things anyway. It just takes a little bit of change. And I'm going to give you another way to really fix the problem for good. But the main reason why you have pain is you have an issue in your body, but then it becomes more inflamed than it ever should have. So that's the thing. You have more inflammation than your body's designed to have. I have so many people, this isn't a permanent thing, but I have so many people that come in and it's a Monday, let's say, and they're saying, oh, my back hurts, my neck hurts, my knee hurts, my elbow hurts, whatever's hurting them. And I say, well, listen, do this thing for me, right? Fast for a day. Anybody could really do it, unless, you know, if your doctor, medications, you know, be careful. But if you're just a normal person, anybody can pretty much fast for a day. If you fast for one day, that works out to be a 36-hour fast. I'll try to do the trigonometry, the algebra right now for you. If you don't eat after dinner one night, right, let's say 6, 7 o'clock, you don't eat. The next morning, you don't, you know, the next whole day you don't eat. So you sleep, you wake up, you don't eat the next 24 hour period. Then you get up the following day and you eat when you really need to, when you're really hungry. Something funny happens when you fast, right? When you fast and a day goes by, you start losing those hunger signals and you feel really, really good mentally. You have less pain and you don't really feel like eating. I have so many people that do a fast. I say, I don't want to eat. I don't want to come back to eating. You have to go back to eating eventually. But if you don't eat for that 24 hour period, starting the night before after dinner and not eating to the morning after with breakfast, it works out to be about 36 hours. And within 36 hours, magic happens. I'm going to break it down. So first you go into ketosis, which means you burn fat for energy instead of sugar. And when you do that, your body becomes much less inflamed and you feel tremendously better. About 16 hours in, your body goes in this process called autophagy. Now, autophagy is not that complicated. Your organs eventually die off. They get replaced with new cells. Everybody knows your whole body. It gets renewed every about 4 to 6 months. Your whole body becomes renewed. But your body has to eat those cells that are dying off in an organ in order to put new cells into the organ to make it be renewed. So autophagy is the process your body uses to eat those cells that are dying off. And at 16 hours of the fast, you eat them much faster. So you break them down much faster. Your body renews much faster. It's a very positive benefit of fasting. And number three is, you know, stem cells, you got to pay $20,000 in Mexico to go and inject into your body. Guess what? Your body does it naturally. So at about 18 to 20 hours, your body starts producing more than normal stem cells used to repair joints, tissue, grow new hair, whatever you have going on. Your body produces more stem cells, which are cells that can go and become any other cell in your body, help to repair stuff. So that's why fasts are so incredibly powerful to get your body feeling better. You can always eat less inflammatory food, which is good, which basically is less food. You have to open a bag, unscrew a cap, or, you know, take the top of a jar off. You know, if you do that, you will have much less pain, much less inflammation. Basically, fruits, vegetables, meats, nuts, stuff like that, and anything that's unprocessed, and use herbs, spices, stuff like that to flavor and enjoy it the way people have done for thousands of years. If we eat the way people have done for thousands of years, we have no problems. But if you do that, you have less inflammation and you feel better. So both of those processes are very good at getting you to feel better, but it doesn't get rid of your issue. It's kind of, as I mentioned before, medication. It never takes care of the issue. This helps you. It helps you not become worse. It helps your body more naturally function better. But you have to get to the heart of the thing that's hurting you. And you know what the biggest debilitator in our country is right now? Biggest debilitation in this country is spinal related issues and pain. Disc issues, neck issues, back issues. Because we live in a very unsupportive life for keeping a healthy spine and nervous system. Now, I'm talking about the superficial side of it, right? Your spine and how it functions, the discs, how, you know, they thin out, you get arthritis and that causes pain. Yeah, that's true. That's the structural side. That's the part to hold your body up, right? Let your body move and all this stuff. But there's also a very, very important functional side, because that spinal cord, it's a tube. It's a bony tube, but it's a tube, the spinal canal. And through the middle of that goes your spinal cord and the nerves that branch off. And I'm going to tell you something about your spinal cord. It's very interesting. Many of you guys don't know. We learn that it controls stuff in your body, but I'm going to tell you something. Research has shown it controls everything. Everything. So your brain controls every cell, every function, every thought, everything you eat and get digested, every hormone, every gland, everything in your body is controlled by your brain. And a spinal cord is kind of the wiring bringing the information from your brain to every cell in your body. So when that information becomes disrupted, if it doesn't reach an organ or your joint or your bone or whatever, you start to have a lot of issues. And over time, they become much, much worse. And it's very difficult to dig yourself out of that hole the longer you leave it. So in my practice, we're very busy, very high level, neurologically based chiropractic practice. So we do very corrective care. We want you to get maximum corrected, not just have pain relief for a day. I want you to get back to a better level of function where your body's working good, you have less pain, all that stuff. But what I do is I look at spines all day long. I'm very anal about it. And I take x-rays, I study them, and I can see so many people that come in my office, they say, I don't have any pain, right? They don't have any pain, yet they have massive damage in their spine. It's a good thing because they're probably eating less inflammatory and genetically they don't feel as much pain. It's a wonderful thing. But pain should never be the driver to go about trying to be healthier. You should always take care of that long before you have the pain. So it's so important to try to chase after better function or best function before you have pain. No one ever goes to the gym just because they're fat, right? You go to people do it, right? But you really just want to be healthier. I'll give you the best example. Do you brush your teeth because you have a cavity? I hope no one listening right now brushes their teeth. Raise your hand if you only brush your teeth because you have fear you have a cavity. No one does that because dentistry did a very good job at getting us to believe that you need to brush your teeth ahead of time to be proactive to prevent cavities. When it comes to your spine, you need to take care of your spine long before you have pain and issues, so this way you can be much healthier and you have better neurological function. We have very specific positions your spine need to be in. I'm not going to go super detailed, but you should have curves in your spine. Your head should not be out in front of your body, right? You see people on their phones, on computers, eventually your head stays stuck in front of your body. It creates massive disruption to the function trying to reach your body. So you get all that pain in your shoulders, numbness in your fingers, thyroid issues, heart issues, because you choke off that neurological function. It creates malfunction and disease. In your lower back, because it's a major thing people do. If you have pain down there, people come to see me. I say, I want the pain gone. I'm like, you don't want the pain gone. Yeah, I want the pain gone. I say, you want your function improved. This way the pain won't be there anymore. And alongside of that, much more importantly, your body will function, heal, and run better. So those of you who have digestive issues, right? You have issues with fertility and sexual problems. You have leg issues like neuropathies. That only happens because your spine, it breaks down. Your discs get thinner, puts pressure on your nerves, and those nerves run to those organs or those tissues and create function in them. So, you know, all the time people come in and tell me they want their pain gone. I say, you don't want your pain gone, you want better function. And the only way to go about that is really look at a full set of accurate x-rays. MRIs are good. They give you different information now. Full set of accurate x-rays. We can see exactly what's going on with you. We have other testing we do and we figure out exactly what's going on. I can tell you how much I can expect you to come back towards full correction, better healing, better feeling, and better function. So if you want to try to do that, right, I'm going to open up 10 appointments as well. And like I say, these appointments are precious. They're really precious to me because if you call and say, oh, I'll just take the time, you don't show up, someone else could have really needed that and not showed up. So if you want to give us a call, it's 845-896-1200. And for the first 10 people, we'll do it completely free, get you set up and figure out how to help you. So give us a call. It's 845-896-1200 or 845-896-1200. 1200. Say you want to come in. We'll get back to you Monday instead of a time. As always, guys, God bless you. I love you. I pray you have a great week, and I'll be back next Saturday and Sunday with more Maximize Your Health Radio.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at whud.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.